He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemies.
Well, in just one day, we get plenty of action to lead us to believe that the central casting actors are doing a great job keeping the sleepy public entertained with De Niro and more. We also get some insight into the Alvin Bragg case and what Trump will do to expose the criminals when he gets back in. Oh, yeah, that's pretty good. We will cover this and more on the border. Here we go. So I'm going to start here with an interview that was done by another podcaster. And President Trump had a chance to sit down with him, have a conversation. One of those was very interesting because he's been saying this over and over again, but I think it's important to remind us of the things that we could have encountered had Hillary won.
And I will say that if Hillary won that race, you would have had a nuclear war and millions of people would have been killed. And you weren't even close to that. It never happened. It was never going to happen. I got along great with him. And it just never was going to happen.
Were you at all scared in any way when you crossed into an enemy country?
Well, I wouldn't say that Secret Service was thrilled. and in those blue buildings, there were lots of people in those buildings that I looked at. You know the two blue buildings
on
each side with the windows. And I looked in those windows, and there were a lot of things happening in those. Someday I'll tell you about it. But no, I felt very safe. I felt my relationship with him, as you know, was very hostile. Little rocket man and all that. But then all of a sudden it morphed. He respected me. I respected him. And we ended up, once we got to know each other, we ended up very good. A very smart guy, very strong guy. He's the absolute leader of that country. You know, for those that think he's not, they're wrong. And I got to know him very well. I even did a press conference. He never did a press conference before. I said, would you like to do a press conference? And we did a press conference, if you remember. And then he said, that's the end of the press conference. And boom, everybody was pretty radically thrown out. But it was a press conference, the only press conference he's ever done. I got along with him great. We had no nuclear war. You would have had a nuclear war guaranteed. And you won't if we have the right president, if we have somebody that knows what he's doing, you're not going to have World War III. If, on the other hand, we don't, you're going to end up in World War III, and it's going to be a war like no other because of the power of weaponry.
Mm-hmm. Trump says Hillary Clinton, she'd won in 2016, there would have been a nuclear war, millions of lives. Ultra Pepe Lives Matter says exactly what many of us have come to believe, that Trump came in at the exact red line and prevented a planned disaster by Clinton, Obama, the deep state, and their masters. Truly believe we are the best timeline. We are on the best timeline despite the growing pains we are currently experiencing. Imagine how terrible the world would be had that serial killer Clinton gotten in. So here's a reminder for those that maybe have never seen this. Most of us know the 16-year plan that they had to destroy America. Obama came in the first 8 years, was the goal to weaken the USA globally. Hillary was going to finish it off and destroy the USA and the rise of the New World Order. Obama was going to install the rogue operators in the government. Hillary was going to do World War III, real and orchestrated. She was going to revise the Constitution. Remember, we were going to have her pick all of the Supreme Court justices that President Trump installed. She was going to close the U.S. military bases around the earth. Population control pocketed billions of dollars. She would have banned the sale of firearms and the repeal of the Second Amendment. Destroyed and censored our opposing views and news and outlets. That's still happening, in a sense, through the social media networks. She's going to eliminate final good guys in the government, install corrupt Supreme Court justices, open borders, kill the economy, remove Electoral College, and would have limited and removed the military funding. Yeah. All of those things to catapult us to the end. And it's not happening. But they bring these actors out to ensure that anyone who pays attention to them or worships the ground they walk on will listen to them. But I think most of this is a wake-up for most of the folks that are asleep that don't pay attention to channels like this and others. Check out what old De Niro did.
Under Trump...
Oh, yeah, watch you standing behind him, too.
This kind of government will perish from the earth. I don't mean to scare you. No, no, wait, maybe I do mean to scare you. If Trump returns to the White House, you can kiss these freedoms goodbye that we all take for granted. And elections, forget about it. That's over. That's done. If he gets in, I can tell you right now, he will never leave. He will never leave. You know that. He will never leave.
Imagine having severe Trump derangement syndrome. You have to go outside a courtroom and tell everyone deranged conspiracy theories about how Trump will never leave office. Oh, yeah. And live forever if we don't stop the orange man. He did all this in front of the lying cops brigade. Fanone and Dunn, there they are. It's interesting, huh? The J6 liars paid to stand there and lie to everyone. Kind of interesting that De Niro came out. So I wanted to show you some clips that somebody put together. Just so you remember the folks that are standing behind De Niro. Here we go. January 6th writer gets 90 months. There he is next to Anderson Cooper's brother. There's the other police officer who got paid to lie. Yep, with the one comedian who liked to cut off President Trump's, you guys remember, and had blood all over right after he won, that person.
No, no, wait, maybe I do mean to scare you. If Trump returns...
Let's get to some more right about here. Check this out, what he says, one of the cops.
I can tell you right now, he will never leave.
Was here by coming here to New York on these closing days of this Trump trial.
Sure, I didn't even know it was a Trump trial going on. I just saw a bunch of cameras and said, let's get this message out.
I didn't even know a Trump trial was going on. Oh, my goodness.
No, seriously, I just think it's really important right now to continue to echo how much of a threat Donald Trump is to democracy.
We just have to keep echoing how much Trump is a threat to democracy. We just got to keep this going. I mean, we're getting paid good bucks for this. We got to make sure that he doesn't get in so that the real investigations aren't done by real folks to let us know that, to let them know that we're a bunch of liars. And so who's this guy? This guy, who does he work for? The one that's, his name's James Harkins. Yeah. You see on the right side, the guy, James Harkins, was the security guard for Sam Bankman-Fried. He happens to be a security guard for Robert De Niro. Wow. That makes him an actor. Huh, so the De Niro goes crazy. The mob goes after him. And who does De Niro hang out with? Well, he hangs out with P. Diddy. We've learned all about him and the things that he's been involved in. Weinstein, boy, he's got a good group there. He got old U2, the guys involved in all kinds of junk with Clinton. Of course, he got the honor of getting that wonderful medal. All those folks that were involved in Pizzagate got those medals from Obama to highlight all of them. And of course, with Oprah and then the witch known to all in Hollywood that likes to do spirit cooking, likes to take pictures of her and RFK Jr. And let's see, other folks that like to go to Epstein Island and get caught. Ellen DeGeneres, Tom Hanks. Let's see, Clinton's and more. You say, oh, they're just photos, you know, just people. But I wonder what really happens to these folks that have that kind of company all the time. President Trump lets us in on a little thing that we've been learning.
Any central casting? Look at that guy, central casting.
Central casting.
Central casting. If I'm doing a movie, I pick you, General.
Central casting.
Very impressive. Oh, you're central casting. Look at this guy.
This man's central casting. I watch him all the time. Central casting.
He's a real talent, a real guy, and he is central casting. Do we agree? Central casting.
They're central casting. The red suspenders, handsome, beautiful, smart. You couldn't get better central casting.
He was central casting, like the perfect Supreme Court judge. These guys are central casting. There's nobody in Hollywood that looks like these people.
And they're central casting. I've never seen a group of people like this.
my friend Central Casting. I always call him Central Casting. Boy, is that Central Casting, that statement.
So he looked like Central Casting. He looked like Tom Cruise, but maybe better.
I watch Judge Kavanaugh, who's Central Casting.
This guy's like Central Casting. You couldn't pick a better guy in Hollywood. There's no actor that could do it better. You are so Central Casting.
Central Casting, he said it over and over again. And so we've got these guys here. They're all out there to let us know the act that is playing out in front of all of us. Of course, De Niro lost a grandchild to fentanyl, and his son got vaccine-induced autism, and yet he still works for the enemy who causes this damage. He must be fully compromised. Nobody would humiliate themselves like he is unless they had no choice. That's one take on all of this. Of course, my other take would be that maybe he is Central Casting. Look at this. You'll see that behind his neck, as he was screaming and yelling, his mask started peeling. Yeah, peeling right below the ear. It's always around the ear area that you see these masks just kind of start melting away. You can see right there where they just didn't put enough glue probably on there. Just speculating. Colin Rugg said just in, actor De Niro gets into a shouting match with a guy wearing a MAGA hat across the street from Trump trial. De Niro could be seen having a meltdown after a Trump supporter was heard calling him washed up. De Niro joined the Biden campaign on Tuesday to blast the former president. The actor was given orders from the Biden campaign to focus on January 6th, according to the AP. During his press conference, De Niro ironically blasted Trump as a, you guessed it, a tyrant. Oh, if you guys didn't know, De Niro was held and questioned in Paris over a vice ring. Yes. Really sad. Journalists did their work. They worked for the London's Independent revealed that the prostitution agency routinely entrapped underage girls as young as 15, forced them to be with Hollywood's rich and powerful. The court documents read like a trashy evil novel filled with movie stars, high-ranking foreign dignitaries, arms deals, politicians from the United States, of course. The mainstream media did all they could to hide this explosive story and protect Robert De Niro. Huh. And Robert De Niro, of course, and his PEDS trafficker, pal Peter Nygaard. Remember Nygaard? Oh, yeah. His pals with him, convicted sex predators. Nygaard's been accused of the trafficking, sexual assault, 57 women. He does all kinds of terrible things, and he hangs out with them. He's been caught, and we know it. And, of course, when you head over to Grasshopper, as this was posted by President Trump with De Niro, it's amazing how it lines up to show us just how evil these folks are. 4531, reverse 1354, 1354 is when President Trump dropped this. Some things must remain classified to the very end. Americans would riot, revolt, reject, etc. And that's what's happening. Americans going after him. The pedo networks are being dismantled. The child abductions for satanic rituals. Haiti and other third world countries are paused, not terminated until players are in custody. So what are the chances? What's the coincidence here that this drop, 4531, 1354, would actually match President Trump's drop on De Niro with his crimes against children would actually match the talking points that we get from the intel board? Huh. Want to make your skin crawl? Well, here's something to help you with your skin. Well, are you looking for a product that will leave your skin feeling refreshed, radiant, and oh so calm? Look no further than the Charlize Calming Facial Cleanser. This isn't just your average cleanser. It's a moment of tranquility in a busy world. Infused with soothing ingredients, the Charlize Calming Facial Cleanser gently removes impurities while leaving your skin feeling nourished and balanced. Whether you're looking to pamper yourself or searching for the perfect gift, the Charlize Calming Facial Cleanser is the answer, and here's the best part. For a limited time, you can get 20% off the entire Charlize store when you use the code LT at charlize.beauty/LT. That's charlize.beauty/LT. LT. So what are you waiting for? Treat yourself or a loved one to the gift of radiant, calm skin with the Charlize Calming Facial Cleanser. Go in the description box below and click on that link today, charlize.beauty/LT. Get your 20% off.
I don't know what else to say that hasn't been said, but I think it's pretty obvious after all of the evidence has been presented now. We can very clearly see, if you didn't already know, that this was never a case about seeking justice. This was never a case about prosecuting an actual crime. This was never a case about protecting the citizens of the city of New York. This is a case about politics, pure and simple.
How about that, huh? Everybody's coming to President Trump's aid, including the family.
This is a sham. It's insane, and it needs to stop, because if you think for one second that this ends with Donald Trump, you have not been watching what's going on in the Democrat Party in the last few years. They want power at any and all costs. Your rights be damned. That can't stand. That can't happen. This sham prosecution, this insanity, this abomination has to stop now.
Has to stop now. And then, of course, that was Don Jr. Now we have Eric Trump. Everyone coming to share their thoughts about everything that's going on. This is brilliant.
So I sit here today as a son. Forget about politics for a second. I've been in that courthouse with my father almost every single day. And not a single New Yorker, as they look at murders in the streets, women getting thrown in front of trains, kids getting shot in Times Square, the degradation of this city, not a single New Yorker believes that over $130,000 payment from 9 years ago, from 8 years ago, that the entire DA's office is lining that courtroom. They're sitting there, they're laughing, they're giggling. This was their moment. This is how they embarrass Donald Trump. This is legal lawfare, all while this state absolutely melts. Everybody that sits here right now, every single one of you, knows that this is not the same state that we knew 10 years ago. Now, knew it was not the same state as we saw 5 years ago. You have total degradation of New York State, because the only thing that Alvin Bragg wants to do, only thing that Letitia James wants to do, is criminally prosecute Donald Trump. And they're doing it for one reason. They're doing it because they have a political vendetta. They're all funded by George Soros. That's what this is. This is political lawfare, and it absolutely has to stop. And I watch a man, he's the toughest man I've ever seen, and he endures this nonsense every single day. He sits in that seat, and that's not comfortable. He's never done a damn thing wrong. They tried to impeach him in D.C. They tried to impeach him a second time. They went after his Supreme Court justices. They turned the DOJ, they turned the FBI against him. They couldn't stop him. When that didn't work, guess what they did? They went after his family. They went after me. 110 subpoenas later that I've received, I've never gotten so much as a parking ticket. 110 subpoenas. They went after Don. They went after Laura. They went after little Barron Trump as a young kid, as a young teenager. They went after Tiffany Trump. They tried to make his life hell. And then they weaponized every single DA. They weaponized every AG in every far left area, because Biden is incompetent and he's losing in all the polls. Across the board, he's losing in every quantifiable metric. Our country is going to hell. And this is their answer. Go after him for $130,000. And I want to say sorry to the jury that's in there. This has been the greatest colossal waste of time. I want to say thank you to the NYPD. You have thousands of officers down here. Thousands of officers down here that could be protecting our streets. Instead, they're guarding this courthouse against a sham trial. This has cost New York millions and millions and millions of dollars.
So he goes on, of course, with Mark Levin. President Trump drops this to let us know what he's sharing. And it's amazing how he puts his words together. I just love this. The Bragg case is about lawfare run amok against a former president running again for president. It also represents the greatest effort to interfere with and steal a federal election in American political history. Never before has a president sought to imprison his political opponent. In Trump's case, a former president running for president again and who holds leads in the most crucial battleground states. Donald Trump is, in fact, the most persecuted man in America legally and politically. Here's just some of it. Unconstitutional impeachments, relentless Democrat Party media attacks, attempts to bankrupt him and destroy his businesses with a preposterous statute, The criminalization of the law by Democrat prosecutors in four cases brought in four different jurisdictions and totaling 91 cooked up charges. The use of a criminal warrant and an FBI SWAT team to search his home. The denial of First, Second, Fourth, Fifth, Sixth, and Eighth Amendment rights, denying him free speech, due process, equal protection, attorney-client privilege, competent representation, imposing hugely excessive fines, and denying him a jury trial. Judges cutting corners and rushing cases before the election. Judges with obvious conflicts of interest overseeing cases, and the effective suspension of judicial rules of professional conduct. The leaking of his tax returns, multiple efforts to remove him from state presidential ballots, denying him executive privilege protection, the use of grand juries in overwhelmingly hostile cities, bar, and criminal attacks on his lawyers, etc. By terrorizing Trump, they hope to terrorize you. This is typical of an autocracy. So as we move forward, is this working? Well, we've got those that are out there. Somebody actually went on Piers Morgan's show. That's right. We have an amazing stance from actors now making waves across the airwaves to ensure that they show their support for President Trump. Amazing.
What do you think of Trump?
I think I'm going to vote for him.
Really?
Yeah, in the next election. Yes, I am.
Are you ready for the blowback?
Well, yeah.
Which inevitably comes
with
Trump.
You know, I think this election, everybody's got to, I think they're going to take a side or whatever, but.
Okay, again, this is Dennis Quaid for those listening in. He's been in a lot of movies, Christian-style movies also. It's been interesting.
It just seems to me, it just makes sense. I was ready not to vote for Trump until what I saw is, more than politics, I see a weaponization of our justice system.
Yeah.
And a challenge to our Constitution, us as Americans, that I don't think we're going to have. And, you know, Trump is the most investigated person probably in the history of the world. Mm. And they haven't been able to really get him. People might call.
So as we continue to move forward, what other folks would be out there making sure that man on the street, like Hannity's show, actually went out there and showed you what folks think is going on?
And how have you handled this trial?
I'm a Trump fan, 100%. I think what they're doing to him is outrageous.
Today's a big day. I mean, Trump trial is wrapped up. What do you think's going to happen? How do you feel?
You know, I'm kind of in like a different place. He thinks he's going to get convicted. I think it's just a big nothing burger.
Do you feel that this trial?
It's just a target.
He's a target.
Yeah, he is. They know that he has a chance to make America great again, and they're just using that against him. That's what it is. It's just dirty politicians.
Looking for a guilty verdict.
Looking for a guilty verdict. Mm-hmm. Do you think it could happen?
Could happen.
I think ultimately he'll be able to run even if he is convicted. I think it's more of like a show, and I try to stay away from the noise.
How about that? Even if so, all of this playing out, folks are waking up, and of course, we've got even more. I don't know if I showed this to you before, but this would be a comedian out there sharing his thoughts.
Why you voted Trump had it.
Charleston White explains to black liberal why he's a diehard Trump supporter.
I'm a diehard Trump supporter. In my household, you got Martin Luther King, mm-hmm. you got Jesus, and you got Donald Trump.
Wait a minute.
Not in that particular order, but yeah, you got Martin Luther King, Jesus, and Donald Trump.
Why you got Donald Trump? Now, you know, well, I'm straight Democrat, but I'm for the best person.
Yes, sir.
But now, why you got Donald Trump?
Because I paid attention in school when I was a kid, and so I know the true history of both the Republican and Democratic Party. I know that they really didn't switch during the Nixon Southern strategy. That one became more clever than the other in dealing with black people. We the Democrats, we got away. We were the Republicans' friends. We were their friends, but we were the Democrats. Hmm. When you look at the origins of the Ku Klux Klan. It originated out of the Democratic Party.
The Ku Klux Klan?
It did.
Okay.
Every civil rights legislation that ever has been passed in this country was authored, written, sponsored, and voted on 100% by Republicans and not Democrats. Every civil rights legislation.
Well, what you gonna do?
So let me fill the man credit about Trump. Right. So as a kid, I remember being 6, 7 years old and seeing Donald Trump receive an award with Muhammad Ali, Rosa Parks, from the NAACP. Not only that, he engaged and interacted in our culture from the 80s throughout the 90s and even the 2000s, from rappers to Michael Jackson. So when we looked out into our culture, his face appeared many, many times. So for me to grow up now and then hear the media, because before the media started saying he was racist, I never heard a black leader say it. I never heard my grandmother say it. I never heard no one even mention anything bad about him other than rappers giving him praise in over 300 to 600 rap songs. So for the media to say, oh, he's racist, I knew they were playing con on us. And I can remember when America was great. I can remember when black children could play outside all day long and you didn't hear about kids being kidnapped. You didn't hear about drive-by shooting.
How about that, huh? The wake-up call continues. And remember, we were just sharing about De Niro. I wanted to show you what Ultra MAGA Party put together. They're brilliant at this type of work. Here we go.
They are the true heroes. I'm honored to be with these two heroes today, from former Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn and former Metropolitan Police Officer Michael Fanon.
Robert De Niro.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am proud to award the Presidential Medal of Freedom with distinction to my brother, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr.
We the people honor U.S. Capitol Police Private First Class Harry A. Dunn. Michael Fanone. He took an off-duty call to the Capitol on January 6, 2021, helping to drive insurrectionists away from a key tunnel and facing vicious attack. He immediately became one of the day's most outspoken truth seekers.
Medal of Freedom. Yeah. Something I noticed about this, I don't know if you guys caught it, but look at this earlobe here. I always talk about this, I know, of Biden. And when I was looking at this particular video, I noticed something about his eyes. Look all watered up. And he's looking up into space as if something's about to happen to him after he gets this Medal of Freedom. Maybe being exposed for all to see, and he realizes with that deep breath, he looks like he's in fear. Does he not look like that to you? Like, oh boy, this is it. It's the end. And then you switch and you go to the new Biden, and what do you notice about his ear? Remember, we talk about this all the time. The earlobe is attached. Just a note for all those that like to see things like that. Continuing on, I wanted to make sure before we move further that you guys know you can go to andweknow.com. That's truth, hope, faith, and freedom. All of the information you need about our channel, what we're doing, latest news, and more, you can find there. You can contact us. You can send pictures of, use the contact button to send pictures of you wearing our gear. You can look at our partners page and all of our videos and more. And we also created a website with all of your daily news updated constantly, thepatriotlight.com. It has politics, world news, markets, faith, social news, resources all there for you to track what's going on. Definitely a good thing for you to see. And also, one to make sure you know, you can go to shop.andweknow.com. It's on our website, andweknow.com. And when I type that in and hit enter, and wait for it to open up, we'll check this out. I just wanted to show you the new site as it continues to open up, and it looks like it's there now. You can become a fellowship member where I send, I do monthly, just about every month to 6 weeks, we have video calls together. You get percentages off the merch if you become a member, and you get a monthly newsletter. Now, my book, we reduced it in price to $6, in case you didn't know. We dropped that all the way down for you. It's available. Definitely want to make sure you know that we have plenty of sweatshirts, hoodies, accessories, hats, tees, and tanks just for you. And we've got some new stuff coming out soon. Definitely want to stand by for that. So we've got shop.amwino.com. Go to amwino.com. Here's more great pictures of Patriots wearing our gear.
President Trump's strongest point, and I think he said this publicly, is like he's going to have one of these offices or commissions that puts this stuff out. And everyone can request information, be like, hey, I want the Bay of Pigs information out. I want the whatever documents out. And
yeah,
I think
JFK
that's
documents,
the way to do it.
The Epstein documents.
Right. The Epstein black book, like on day
the
one.
The Iran-Contra documents, the MK-Ultra documents.
No, so yeah,
keep going.
No, that's why you're going to be the viceroy of the declassification office.
Oh, yeah. So here we are, Ultra Pepe Lives Matter. Cash Patel says he wants the Epstein Black Book unveiled on day one after Trump's public return to office. Trump's closest allies want revealed, you know, they want the truth revealed about the pedophile elite to the world, and Epstein Island was literally shut down under his tenure. Yet people somehow delude themselves into thinking he has anything to be afraid of about this topic. People are going to one day realize how much of an impact Trump and his allies had over politics, the cabal, and the world. The ripple effects will be reverberating for generations. Save the children, declass everything. What is the first thing that you want to see declassed? The first thing. Now, with all this playing out, we know that they're going to do all they can to rig the elections to ensure that President Trump loses, because that's how they work, the enemy. And so here's something for you just to see about the elections in D.C.
Non-citizen voting education virtual training. Did you guys know this is a thing? District of Columbia, Board of Elections, April 10th, 2024. Again, this is by the Board of Elections in the District of Columbia. Who are we? An independent agency of the District of Columbia, government, non-partisan, no political affiliations. Non-U.S. citizen residents can vote in the District of Columbia. Future's looking bright. Future is looking bright. Oh, but wait, there is more. Can I register to vote same day for early voting or primary election? Yes. Yes. Exclamation point, yes. Here is your non-citizen voter registration application. I have no words. These documents were released to Judicial Watch via a FOIA request, which granted them 13 pages of records, which, like I just showed you, explained that legal aliens and other non-citizens can vote and how they can register to vote in local elections. The district's action was opposed by congressional Republicans, but they failed to overturn the measure.
How about that? Always something, huh? Looking for ways to steal the election and more. They don't want to be exposed for any of their crimes. And so the part of the crimes that were committed, of course, had to do with the jabs. I wanted to show you this now.
Yeah, I have friends who went to the hospital and then their kidneys start shutting down.
Unfortunately, that appeared to have harmed more than it helped, but it was all profitable. So who's going to ask any questions? The doctors have been, the really outspoken ones have been filtered now from the hospital system. So the ones that are left are the ones that are going to bow the knee and do what they're told. It was pretty eye-opening. The Gates Foundation was involved in all these studies. I mean, especially when you consider the Gates Foundation has multiple billions of dollars of investments into research, and you're going to tell me this little tonic water-based pill is going to screw that up? No way. When you have FDA calls about the development of new drugs, the banks are on the calls. Wow. That's an interesting little detail not many people realize.
All this playing out and more. A disturbing new study has uncovered evidence from official government data showing that deaths among people jabbed for COVID have been recorded as being unvaccinated. The move apparently sought to make the COVID mRNA injections appear safe, while also stoking fear among the unvaxxed by showing a false spike in deaths of people who purportedly hadn't received the shots. Very disturbing. all this playing out, why we continue to show you what's been happening. Sudden and unexpected has been placed on X. Many are waking up to what's been going on. You've got these police officer passed away suddenly. They posted that. 11:28 a.m., a lovely, curious, compassionate, wise 21-year-old daughter passed away unexpectedly from a heart attack. 21. Folks are posting these, and you wonder, well, why are folks gone so early? Olivia, you're looking at the screen, died of a swelling heart, a swelling in her heart known as acute myocarditis. Back in 2023, Harry Foster and his wife, Rebecca, lost their beautiful baby girl, Olivia, suddenly, unexpectedly, age 15 months. It's got many folks asking questions, and like this one here, check this out.
Over 40 years, just hit me. I had a child that died of SIDS in 1984. For people that don't know what SIDS is, it's called sudden infant death syndrome, or crib death was another one. I've been saying this for 40 years, over 40 years. I don't understand this. He was just at the doctor's 2 weeks before, got his shots. He had the perfect health. Everything was great. And then last night, I watched, I'm going to be watching Mrs. G, the medical examiner. Is it? I can't say it now. Anyway, I watched her show, and she says, what's at rise right now is the sudden adult syndrome. Same thing as SIDS, but it's for adults. What happened lately that was forced upon people that they had to have? And all of a sudden, the rise of these adults dying for no reason is happening. And then it dawned on me. And I poisoned my kid 2 weeks before with a vaccine that I was told was safe. What if that's the cause of sudden infant death syndrome? And they've been lying to us all this time. And they've been experimenting on our babies since 1984 and before. And it's just come to light because we get more education now. We can get reached education. We're not just told whatever they want us to tell. We can look research online. What if that's the cause of SIDS? What if me doing what I thought was good killed my baby? And it's just hitting me right now because I never put two to two together until now. Tell me what you guys think. Do you think I'm kind of off my rocker? Do you think I'm just being stupid? I don't know. Because his death shaped my whole adult life. Changed it completely. And I just wonder where I would be and what kind of person I would be if he didn't die.
So sad. And many of us have been waking up to this and more. All the different things that they put into our children right after they're born. And it's just, it's heartbreaking as we continue to learn more about this and how it plays out to all of us. Anyway, we want to move forward to something else here. Check this out.
My next guest used to work for the Coca-Cola company, and he says he saw firsthand how the food and pharma industries rigged the system to their advantage. Haley Means is now the founder of TrueMed and joins me now. But before we get started, we just reached out to Coca-Cola a little while ago for comment, and we haven't heard back. So what do you have to tell us about what's going on inside Coca-Cola?
So again, I show you this because if they can't get you by jabbing you like crazy once you're born, then they're going to try to fill up our bodies with all kinds of nonsense from our food industry and more. And I've been sharing stuff like this for a long time, but this is interesting coming from a guy who was with Coca-Cola showing what's happening on the side with us medically for all each and every one of us. It's really a huge problem in our entire earth.
Well, first, Jesse, God bless you for paying attention and drawing attention to the most important issue in the world, which is that we're getting sicker, fatter, more depressed, more infertile because of food. 8 of the 10 leading causes of Americans today are directly tied to food, reversible by food. But we really are gaslighted from that fact, and it's because of a rigged system. And 3 particular levels I saw is that food companies directly pay medical groups. Koch has funneled millions of dollars, and the American Academy of Diabetes, the American Academy of Pediatrics, as you said, the American Nutrition Association, they've accepted millions of dollars from Koch. And what does that buy? When we have diabetes water, sugar consumption going up among children 100x in 100 years, we have silence from the American Diabetes Association on sugary drinks when 25% of teenagers now are pre-diabetic. They're also, as you've very aptly pointed out, research institutions. And what does that get? What does that 11 times more from food than the NIH? What does that get? It gets the doctors on the USDA nutrition guidelines. Right now, shamefully, and I believe this is the most shameful, violent policy in America, the USDA, our own government, says that a two-year-old, it's okay for them to have 10% of their diet as added sugar. It's a systematic rigging of the institutions of trust. I mean, this is not complicated. And earlier in my career, I saw this. You know, unimpressive PR executives sit around conference rooms and ask, how do we rig? How do we gaslight people, you know, in an Orwellian way from not believing what's right in front of us? 80% of American adults are overweight or obese. 50% of adults have prediabetes or diabetes. We are being brought to our knees by preventable metabolic dysfunction. I think the real issue here, Jesse, as you alluded to, is pharma is standing silent and the medical institutions are standing silent because they profit from people being sick and they're getting sick because of food.
So they start you out as a child born. They stick you with one chemical after another. And then as you grow up, they fill you up with soda pop and sugar, bringing a diabetes epidemic that we have never seen before. Autism is shooting through the roof thanks to all these jabs. If they don't get you there, they say, well, let's just spray stuff in the air and make sure that we have chemtrails to change the weather and put chemicals in everybody's body through that. Somebody actually went on Tucker Carlson, a racing superstar. Danica Patrick tells Tucker that one of the factors to her first-time interest in politics is chemtrails.
You can't say what you want to say anymore. You get in trouble for having an opinion. I got in trouble for going to AmFest and saying that I love this country. People were like, I hate you, you're awful, unfollow. And I'm like, how did we get to this point where you can't say I love this country?
Yes.
Where I feel like, you know, you see chemtrails all over the sky and like they're poisoning our air, they poison our food, and I'm like, this is really affecting me now.
Yes. What are chemtrails?
Well, it's a little bit more conspiracy like, but
I don't know.
But where
most of those have turned out to be true.
Exactly. Where they just spray different metals into the air. It controls geoengineering, controls the weather. Every time I see them, I feel like, well, it's sure to be a cloudy day tomorrow. You know, where you see the big grid mark in the sky where it's just all lines that don't dissipate because, you know, it's not vapor.
I don't think people look at the sky anymore because they have iPhones. So maybe they don't notice. Do you know what I mean?
I don't.
I think stargazing is extinct. But how did you learn about that?
Conspiracies, for sure. Just like getting interested. Yeah. Yeah.
Like noticing the things around you and wondering what they are.
Yeah. Yeah. I was very spiritual. And then I dated someone that was a little bit more conspiracy based.
Yes.
Who just got on the hot seat for calling Jimmy Kimmel out.
And you're looking at chemtrails on your screen right now. I pulled it up as she was talking there. You can see how they spray and then they turn it off. Just like that. So a lot of folks will say, oh, it's just contrails. It's not really chemtrails. Really? Then how are they able to spray like that and then just turn it off? Just watch them. Go outside and watch them do this. They'll catch a lot out there. Not only that, if they can't get you physically, well, they're going to get you through your money. Check this out. Folks, are you struggling with back taxes or unfiled returns? The IRS is escalating collections, adding 20,000 new agents, and sending millions of final demand letters. Well, in these challenging times, your best defense is Tax Network USA. Don't let the IRS take advantage of you. With over 14 years of experience, Tax Network USA has saved their clients over $1 billion in back taxes. No matter your tax issue size, their expertise is your advantage. They specialize in negotiating with the IRS, aiming to reduce your debt significantly. Tax Network USA doesn't just negotiate. They protect your assets from IRS seizures and manage your yearly returns for ongoing compliance. insurance. Importantly, they are licensed to help with all state tax issues, regardless of where you live in the United States. The clock's ticking. Don't wait until the IRS steps up its game. Seize control of your financial future now. Go in the description box below and click on that link, tnusa.com/andweknow, or call 1-800-245-6000. Don't let your tax issues overpower you. Again, go in the description box below, tnusa.com/andweknow.
AAA says the majority of people, 90% of us, are traveling by car. This is gas prices are skyrocketing in Illinois, up 19 cents just from last week.
So folks are hurting. There's a lot going on. I had a discussion with the money side, Dr. Elliott, if you guys missed it this past Sunday. Some states are abolishing income taxes on gold and silver. Nebraska declares CBDC is not lawful. And silver is rising. It is. It's going up. It's above $30 now. It's 31, I think, 32 almost. And we had this talk, this discussion about the bank, CBDC, and more. And I wanted you to hear some of this from Dr. Kirk Elliott.
That ultimately can withhold money from you from, back then just giving loans, right? But now in this new digital world that we're going into, the ability to cut you off from buying or selling. And we have to understand that the Federal Reserve is neither federal nor a reserve. It's seven cartel-owning banking families, basically, that actually duped the American congressmen and women, or his men back then in 1913, into saying, hey, let's have a central bank. We'll do it. And you can sell us bonds so the government can make money, and we'll buy them from you with money that we're printing out of thin air. And we're just going to charge you interest on it, but you're going to be able to make all the money that you need to run the country. So they said, well, fine, that sounds great. But who makes all that interest? The owners of the Federal Reserve with money that they didn't have to work for. That's the sick part about it, because they just print money out of thin air. It's not like they're using a scarce resource to buy something.
Right.
They've made money have no meaning. Right.
Which so all of this you can watch at andweknow.com/gold. You can have the same conversation that I'm having with Dr. Kirk Elliott by reaching out to them, and he will help you out with your precious metals in that complete area. Folks, you definitely want to give them a call, reach out to them so you can see how they can support you, especially for your IRA. It's absolutely amazing. Going on from there, we want to see some of the issues that we're dealing with the borders. Wanted to show you this.
Law enforcement in Baton Rouge uncovering an alleged human trafficking operation across multiple states. A federal complaint filed in the Middle District of Louisiana alleges a Venezuelan criminal organization organized this operation. Documents say Baton Rouge deputies found two victims and a suspect located inside an apartment complex. They believe the suspect was a trafficker and a bookkeeper for the alleged gang. According to court documents, one woman says she was first smuggled across the southern border into Texas. She was told she would have to pay the smuggler $30,000 by having sex with clients of the gang.
Oftentimes we'll see victims that are brought in from other states and other countries, and they can't articulate to us how they got here, how long they're staying here, where they're going to lay their head at night.
All of this and more on the borders. Well, somebody actually went on Douglas Murray to talk about Sweden.
You know, you get this situation where you have now Sweden, the second largest number of bombings of any country not officially at war, after only after Mexico. Only after Mexico. And if I'd have said to you 10 years ago, you know, what do you think about when you think about Sweden? Like me, you'd have probably said, well, you know, I know, hot drinks, overpriced food, but not, you know, nice people, or rather cold. You wouldn't have said, oh, grenade attacks. You know, yeah. The traditional Swedish grenade attack. Never forget the intrinsic importance to our culture of grenades. And but that's the case because they just didn't care about who they let in. And it meant that they were letting in military-aged males who very often lied about their age. And, you know, none of this, you know, there are legitimate asylum seekers in the world. Those people are completely stripped of their capabilities and their rights. When you allow, as I've seen this in Sweden myself, you know, big bearded guys in their 20s who say, oh, I'm a child migrant, you know, allowed into a school and so on. And they just lose control of everything.
So basically happening in other countries, happening in the United States, like I just showed you that news brief, these terrible things. And we need to definitely be on guard for our children and what's going on throughout our entire nation. President Trump is literally taking down the satanic cabal. These folks hate us. They want us gone. They want to destroy this world and take over and control all of us. And they'll do it in any way that they can by weakening us, weakening our bodies, hurting our children, bringing in the criminals, and so much more. It's a wake-up call. I believe much of it was planned to take us to the precipice so that someday we can look back and say, man, what a relief. This horror show that we just witnessed was something that they planned for us, but it wasn't taken to the nth degree, but it was allowed to play out to wake us up. Don't forget about that 16-year plan. Check this out when President Trump spoke about it.
A good thing, but look, you know, I've turned things up and I've turned them around, and this was not supposed to be the plan. The plan was that Hillary Clinton would win, that she'd go in and she'd, you know, do things that most people would not like to see done. And she, didn't run a great campaign. I mean, the deplorables, who would have thought that was going to be so bad? The deplorables deal didn't work. But Biden was much worse. Look,
16-year plan to destroy America. The plan is that Hillary would win. She would go in and she would, you know, do things that would most people would not like to see done. Interesting how he puts these words together. Kind of reminds me, somebody posted this meme. President Trump is the modern day David, somebody said. There he is facing Goliath on the picture that you're looking at in our on our screen. And for those that don't know this story, most of us do know. When David walked up and he saw the fear in his people's eyes, his own brothers were not willing to go out and fight against this giant, Goliath. They were scared of him. David was pretty shocked, and he said, hey, don't you know we serve a great God, and I can go out there and take this guy out with God's support and all the training that he's had. He could take out bears and everything with a slingshot. He walks out, tries to put on all of the armor that Saul the king gave David to fight against Goliath, and he ended up taking off, said, this is causing me, I'm not putting all this stuff on, I'm going to go out there and use what God's given me. He picked up the five stones, took one of them. This Goliath laughed at him. There is no way you're going to beat me, this child. What happens? David throws that rock, ends up in the forehead. The forehead of Goliath. And then he takes the sword and he cuts the head off of Goliath with Goliath's sword. The people then, the Philistines, turn the enemy with Goliath. They turn and run in fear. In one moment, one small stone changed the course of history for them. Amazing. As we watch all of this play out, we noticed years ago, and I'm going to play this again because it's something that we must remember. We must remember when President Trump actually entered with his wife, Melania, to the Bush funeral. The moment that all the parasites, the evil ones that had their 16-year plan to destroy America, they realized that the funeral of the Bush pedos, the Nazi members, that it was game over. And all will go to tribunal land face execution. Remember when President Trump said, we have it all. And everyone remembers as he walked in the faces on all of the enemies sitting there inside of a building that's supposed to be used for worship. He takes his coat off, hands it to the United States Marine, has a seat, and only the Obamas turn and shake hands with President Trump. Hillary refused to look at him. Bill took a quick glance to look at this celebrity, because that's what he normally does. And it was about to play out. And they got their envelopes, and they knew, game time. It's over for you. Icebox was put out by Common Sense IQ Test. I want to read this as we come to a close today. Can you see the big picture? The puzzle is coming together. From precedents being set and exposures about HARP weather, the resignation list keeps growing. Global leaders are stepping aside, positions of power diminishing, exposing those corrupted who lied. Food plants engulfed in flames, trains derailing off the track. BRICS keeps growing in numbers. Mm-hmm. Shoot to kill Mar-a-Lago attack. Icebox courtroom being stated. Almost daily, Trump uses this phrase. I searched and found a link. Icebox diamonds is a shopping craze. I recall hearing many times, return the diamonds was clearly said. Remember, Trump said return the diamonds. Is this the way they dispose their natural diamonds made from the dead? Icebox is also slang for a prison cell of isolation. Corrupt legal systems in place needs total eradication. To witness the unsettled souls living life as normal each day, caring about their business, unknowing the war against evil's decay. It's mind-boggling to be alongside those who have no clue. We're all living together on earth, yet with a different perspective view. I shudder with the thought of not knowing there's an answer. Following the crowd's opinions is like spreading anti-morality cancer. Keep marching to the beat, the one which opened your eyes, the discernment-ignited jolt which revealed the world's disguise. Verily, verily, I say unto you, our shepherd's voice was heard. Knock, and the door will open when trusting in his word. No need for validation, not required as wisdom keeps growing. My circle shrinking smaller as introspection continues showing. This is how I gauge the pathway designed for me as praying and receiving the gift to live spiritually free. My mind is a vessel. What I consume defines my soul, alleviates the chronic confusion spewed forth for divisional control. Culmination time is arriving, all the moving parts aligning, unraveling this web of madness and all the intricate intertwining. Blessed does not adequately describe how fortunate we are to see, in a world shrouded by secrecy, to be or not to be. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Their day of retribution is near. Vindication in God's time assured. He's made this absolutely and abundantly clear. Straddling the fence no longer, past time to make a choice. Who cares about others' opinions? It's time to raise your voice.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for all that you continue to do in and through us each and every day. We are so thankful how you have placed at such a time as this amazing information, amazing capabilities and instruments that we can use to share with each other how you are doing a mighty work in so many of our lives and others. This wake up to the evil that's all around us is playing out in magnificent ways, and you deserve all the praise and glory and honor for that. We ask for continued protection over all of those who are hurting, those that are dealing with very difficult issues at this time. You know, you hear their cries. You know exactly what is playing out in each one of our cries. We come to your throne boldly, asking for protection, asking for peace, asking for the demolishing of this enemy that has seethed into our lives and into our country, into our politics, into our churches, and more. Thank you for all that you continue to do for us. We ask all this in the name of your Son, Yeshua, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Amen. Folks, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for your time, for your prayers, and more. I want to let you know now that next week, Monday, we'll probably not have a video news, but I will have an interview that I've conducted uploaded because I will be celebrating my 32nd year of marriage with my bride. So I'm just letting you know now in case you don't see a news update Monday, but an interview, that is what's going on. So I want to let you know now, okay? So again, please hit that subscribe button, the follow button if you would, the like button, and share. We really appreciate your love and your support. For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Am We Know, signing out.